Welcome, everybody. Tonight, your neighborhood Good Gulf dealer joins the Gulf Oil Companies in presenting the eighth in a new series of programs. Reviews, musical comedies, and dramatic shows, all the varied entertainment forms of Hollywood. So welcome all of you to the Motion Picture Star's own program. Welcome to the Gulf Screen Guild Show. With George Burns and Gracie Allen, Ruth Davis, Melvin Douglas, Shirley Ross, Oscar Bradley, and Hollywood's favorite master of ceremonies, George Murphy.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Gulf Screen Guild Show. Each week on this program, we bring you a different type show with a different cast of stars. Each one written, directed, and acted by the greatest names in the motion picture industry for the benefit of the Motion Picture Relief Fund. Next week, we'll present a drama with Paul Muni, Josephine Hutcherson, Lionel Atwill, and George Irving. But tonight, it's a review. So let's get on with the show and our first Screen Guild star for the evening, Shirley Ross.
Hello, George.
Hello, Shirley. It's certainly swell having you here tonight.
Oh, thank you, George. You know, I've listened to this show every week, and I think you're doing a grand job.
Oh, thank you, Shirley. You know, people say that
our show... You're really great, George.
Oh, thanks, Shirley. We get letters from all
George,
over...
George, you're terrific, colossal, absolutely tremendous.
Oh, I saw you in Paris honeymoon, Shirley. And I thought you were grand, too.
Well, it's about time.
Yes, I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it, especially those scenes with the warships coming into the harbor and all those airplanes circling around and dropping that smoke screen.
George, that was the newsreel.
Good, wasn't it? But, Shirley, I really thought your picture was swell. Tell me, did it do good business at the theater?
Good. My audition night, they only had to give away Dixie cups. But, George, you didn't tell me what you thought of me in the picture.
Ah, Shirley, I thought you were wonderful. Wonderful, especially in that scene where you were sitting in the bathtub. Oh, that bathtub.
Oh.
Talking to Bing Crosby, you know, on the telephone. Oh, that telephone.
Oh, thank you, George.
But why did you make that sudden grab for the towel?
Bing started to sing, "I Have Eyes."
Shall we sing, Miss Ross?
George, who is that?
Why, that's little Oscar Bradley.
Why, he's not so small.
Thank you for coming to my assistance, Miss Ross.
Oscar, stand up when you speak to a lady.
I am standing.
Ah, don't pick on him. George, he looks hurt.
That's because I went ice skating last night and I had a frightful accident.
Really? What happened?
I fell off the ice cube.
Well, shall we sing, George?
Yeah, how about that song we did together in the musical comedy, Anything Goes?
Well, you know, I feel a little bit sentimental because it was on the same stage that we sang it before.
That's right. Okay, Oscar, shinny up that piano leg so everyone can see you, and let's go. At words poetic, I'm so pathetic that I've always found it best, instead of getting them off my chest, to let them rest unexpressed.
Your words poetic, I'm not pathetic. As a matter of fact, that's well. So go right to it, I know you'll do it. You're the old Gulf Oil Frank Merriwell.
You're the top.
Tell it to me.
You're a short by Disney. You're the top.
You mean Ferdinand? Say, he is cute, isn't he?
You're that biscuit, the tasket, the basket, that they all went crazy from.
You're a Corrigan solo, you're Wanger's polo, you're Cruz's strong.
You're the top.
Yeah, but you're the cutest.
Sally Rand's best bubble.
You're the top. Orson Welles, but double.
I'm a corny guy, the smallest fry.
Ah, stop! I'm the bottom.
No, I'm the bottom.
Ah, you're the top.
So we got married.
Yeah, we got married.
Guess I must have been drugged that day.
Oh, no, that's just your natural dopey way.
Okay, my little pigeon, anything you say.
Well, I'm stuck with you now.
And I pay for two now.
Guess I must have been deaf and blind.
A little dumb, too, if you don't mind.
Hey, don't throw that vase. We're two payments behind.
It's a trap.
Yeah, and I'm the mouse.
It's the well-known phony.
Took the rap, known as matrimony.
You've a face, old pal, like a comic Valentine.
Well, you're not too handsome to play the grandson of Frankenstein.
Whoa. You're a freak.
You're a Ripley rumor. Oh, you missed me.
Honey, you have a squeak in your sense of humor.
Well, you are a total loss.
A double cross.
Oh, stop when it comes to making love.
You insincerely make it love.
You are the Mr. Murphy, I swear.
And I declare,
you're not the bottom, you're the top.
Naturally, most of us can't buy a new car every year. All the same, it's only human nature to envy the owners of the shiny new models and to wish that you could enjoy that new car feeling yourself. Well, here's a quick, inexpensive way to get that new car feeling from your present car. Just step up its performance by switching to high-test Gulf Nonox ethyl gasoline. The best way to get an idea of what Gulf Nonox will do is to try a tank full. You'll notice right away how it smooths out the power flow from your engine. You'll hear how it quiets your car by ending all trace of motor knock. And over a longer period of time, you should also notice a definite decrease in repair bills. The reason for this improvement in performance and economy is that Gulf Nonox has been raised to the highest anti-knock rating ever offered the motorist. It's the knock-proof gasoline. So good that it gives all cars that new car feeling. All we ask is that you try a tank full of Gulf Nonox gasoline. You get more satisfaction from any automobile, new or old, when you use Gulf Nonox gasoline.
Oh, Shirley Ross.
Yes, George.
Oh, Shirley, it was swell singing with you a minute ago. Do you remember when we sang that song together on the road?
Yes, and then we stopped singing and somebody gave us a lift.
Oh, yes, those were the good old days. Do you remember the time?
Hello?
Why, it's Gracie Allen.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, how about a kiss?
Sure, why not?
Oh, well, you might not believe it, but you're the first fellow I ever kissed.
Why, I believe it.
And you're the first fellow that ever believed it, too. Oh, Melvin Douglas, I'm one of your biggest fans.
Just a minute, Gracie. I'm not Melvin Douglas. I'm George Murphy.
You're not? Well, you've got a lot of nerve kissing me. You should be ashamed of yourself.
But
kissing a poor, defenseless girl.
But I tell you, I didn't...
You sheep in wolf's clothing, you...
Wait a minute. Maybe I can help.
Why, it's George Burns. Thank you, George.
Say, are you Melvin Douglas?
Melvin Douglas? Why, I'm George. Don't you remember Gracie?
I remember Gracie, but who's George?
I'm George.
Oh, now, he's George.
Now, look, Gracie, we're both George, but he is Murphy, and I am Burns.
Oh, that's very bad English. I am Burns. Either say, I am burning, or he burns. But you can't say, I am Burns.
I know. Pardon me, Gracie. There's someone that wants to meet you. Gracie Allen, this is Shirley.
Oh, I know Shirley. You know, I want to tell you that I certainly enjoy your work on the screen, Shirley. I've seen all your pictures, Little Miss Broadway and Wee Willie Winkie.
Gracie, look, this is going to be an awful shock to you, but the young lady you're talking to is not Shirley Temple. Her name is Ross.
Ross? Hmm. Oh, how silly of me.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm awfully sorry I got you mixed up with Shirley Temple, Miss Ross.
Oh, that's all right, Gracie. It's all straightened out, and now you know who I am.
Oh, sure. Who doesn't?
Thanks.
Tell me, Miss Ross, how did it feel to make the first American flag?
Gracie, did the nurse ever drop you on your head when you were a baby?
Oh, no. When I was a baby, we couldn't afford a nurse. My mother had to do it.
Look, here comes a man. Go speak to him. Maybe he's Melvin Douglas or Napoleon or Louis XIV.
Well, wait a minute. I'll find out for you. Hello, mister.
Howdy, lady.
Are you Melvin Douglas?
No, are you?
Have I got a little blonde mustache?
No. Well, I reckon neither one of us is Melvin Douglas.
I'll help you out, Gracie. This is Ruth Davis. Ruth, come over here a minute. I want you to meet Gracie Allen.
What's your name?
Ruth.
What?
Ruth.
George, throw him a piece of liver.
Gracie, Ruth Davis isn't a dog.
Ain't her fault, Mr. Burns. A lot of people make that mistake.
Well, maybe I was wrong. Take him, Gracie.
Well, Ruth, if you're not Melvin Douglas, what are you doing here?
Well, I do most anything that my mama won't allow.
Now, what's your mama got to do with it?
Well, mama don't allow no music played in here. Oh, mama don't allow no music played in here. Well, I don't care what mama don't allow. I'm going to play music anyhow. Mama don't allow no music played in here. Now, mama don't allow no juice harp playing in here. Oh, no. Mama don't allow no juice harp playing in here. Well, I don't care what mama don't allow. I'm going to do juice harp anyhow. Oh, mama don't allow no juice harp playing in here.
Well, I don't care what mama don't allow me to do. They fill it out. Mama don't allow me to do. They fill it in here. I don't care what mama don't allow, I'm gonna do a train whistle anyhow. Oh, mama don't allow no train whistling in here. Well, 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 I don't care what mama don't allow, I'm gonna do a bazooka anyhow. Now, mama don't allow no bazooka playing in here. Mama don't allow no tap dancing in here, how am I gonna do it? Mama don't allow no tap dancing in here. Well, I don't care what mama don't allow. Gonna do tap dance anyhow. Oh, mama don't allow no tap dancing in here.
Spotlight hits little Oscar Bradley, but he recovers from the blow in time to prove that a little man can do big things musically with a new arrangement of an old favorite, Bojangles of Harlem. It's all yours, Oscar. Gentlemen, it is with great pleasure that I introduce one of the swellest guys in Hollywood, Melvin Douglas.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. And thank you, George. You know, I've been looking forward to appearing on the Screen Joe show.
Oh, so you've got that radio bug, too.
Yep. I think this program's swell. I heard Jeanette McDonald sing The Dove last week. She was marvelous. So, by the way, how does that go? I've been trying to hum it all week.
Let's see. It goes, I can't remember. Ask Oscar Bradley.
All right. Oscar! Oh, Oscar Bradley!
Yes, Mr. Douglas?
Hello, sonny. Oh, Oscar! Oscar Bradley!
My name is Bradley.
Oh, well, that's fine. Will you tell your father I'd like to see him, please?
Melvin, look. This is Oscar Bradley. Didn't you see him over there in front of the orchestra?
Oh, no. No, I didn't. He must have been standing behind a piece of lint.
Did you want something, Mr. Douglas?
Yes, Oscar, I do. Tell me, how does the dove go?
The dove goes, coo.
Never mind, Oscar, never mind. I'm sorry I bothered you. On your way back, be careful climbing over that cigarette butt. It's still burning.
Never fear. I can hurdle it. Cheerio.
Incidentally, George, about my being...
Shucks, I missed.
Better luck next time, Oscar. Well, George, now that I'm here, what do you want me to do?
Well, Melvin, I saw you in The Shining Hour. It was a grand picture. You were great, and I thought you might do a little dramatic acting for us.
Gee whiz, that's sort of hard to do unless you have a good dramatic actress opposite
George,
you.
George!
Yes, Gracie?
It's he. It's Melville Douglas. Introduce me to him.
Gracie, I don't know Melvin Douglas.
Oh, well, then I'll introduce you to him.
Yes.
Come on, George. Don't be bashful. Georgie Porgy Wargy, I want you to meet Dougie Wuggy Muggy.
Dougie Wuggy Muggy. Georgie Porgy Wargy.
Oh, isn't that cute? Two grown-up men talking baby talk. Now, Mr. Douglas, did you say you wanted a dramatic actress?
Yes. Do you know one?
Do I know one? Do I know one? Oh, do I know one?
Sounds like she knows one, yeah.
Mr. Douglas, I've got just the girl for you. Shirley. Shirley, come over here. Now, this girl has got glamour, excitement, great dramatic talent, and beautiful beyond description.
Really? Who is it?
Shirley, tell her my name.
Gracie Allen.
Oh, now, you see, what did I tell you?
Gracie, you're wasting Mr. Douglas's time. He's an important man, a movie star.
And he's pretty.
I said he's a movie star.
Oh, and he's pretty.
He plays dramatic roles.
He's pretty.
He plays romantic lead.
Oh, he's pretty.
All right. I'm pretty. Now stop arguing about it.
Mr. Douglas, about that dramatic actress, do you know that I'm a third Helen Hayes?
A third? You mean you're a second Helen Hayes?
Oh, flatterer.
I say.
You know, Mr. Douglas, you're going to love holding me in your arms and looking into my eyes.
Gracie, Mr. Douglas wouldn't be thrilled by that. He makes love to all the movie stars.
Is that right, Mr. Douglas? Do you really make love to all the movie stars?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, tell me, is it a thrill to kiss Clark Gable?
Now, what am I laughing at? Now, as a matter of fact, Gracie, I think it might be a delightful experience to do a dramatic scene with you. We'll do one a little later, huh?
All right. But I've got a scene we can rehearse right now. It'll only take a minute.
Well, all right. What kind of scene is it?
Well, I'll show you, Mr. Douglas. You sit down in this chair.
This chair?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, good. Now, George, you sit on Melvin's lap.
Huh? Me sit on Melvin's lap?
Yes, yeah, all right.
Well, if you say it's all right, I guess it's all right. There goes, but it certainly looks silly.
Oh, now, that's good. Now, George, you don't mind if I sit on your lap, do you?
No, go right ahead. Come on, sit down on my lap.
Okay, now I'm on your lap.
Yep, and I'm on Melvin's lap. Now what?
Slip out, George.
I think it's silly.
And now, while our guest stars are getting untangled, Shirley Ross gives us her impression of a currently popular ballad, Deep Purple. All right, Shirley?
When the deep purple falls over sleepy garden walls, and the stars begin to flicker in the sky, the mist of a memory, you wander back to me, breathing my name with a sigh. In the still of the night, once again I hold you tight. Though you're gone, love lives on when moonlight beams, and as long as my heart will be, lover will always be here in my deep purple dream. Long ago, I love you still. Across the years, you come to me at twilight to bring me love's old thrills. you're gone, your love lives on when moonlight beams. And as long as my heart will be, lover will always meet here in my deep purple dreams.
In just a minute. Just a minute, Gracie Allen will make her dramatic debut with Melvin Douglas. While the stage is being set, here are a few words from John Conti.
Thank you, George. Right now, there are a couple of things about your car that it's specially important to have your neighborhood Good Gulf dealer check for you. The water or antifreeze in your radiator may have boiled away during a warm spell and need refilling. Your storage battery may have lost water, too. And your oil level may be down to danger. So won't you accept your Good Gulf dealer's invitation to check up on these important matters free? You'll find he's a real expert in the care of your car, pleasant and courteous to deal with. And that's because he's an independent merchant with a personal interest in giving you tops in service as well as in gasoline and motor oil. Drive in tomorrow where you see the Gulf Orange Disc and make the Good Gulf dealer your dealer.
Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, the Screen Guild Show presents its own version of one of Hollywood's biggest pictures, The Shining Hour. There are several interesting facts about this play that we'd like to point out, but we won't, because it's not nice to point. Hannah Linden, played by Shirley Ross, and David Linden, played by George Burns, are mad at their brother Henry, played by Melvin Douglas, who loves the glamorous dancer Olivia Riley, played by Gracie Allen, and golf, played by hitting a small ball with a large club.
Darling.
Yes, dear.
Oh, darling. It's wonderful being here with you. All my life, I've dreamed of the day when I could hold you in my arms. And yet, in the garden this afternoon, I asked you to become my wife, and your answer was no.
Oh, but my sweetheart, I didn't refuse you. My answer was no.
Well, then, why was it, while I was whispering words of love in your ear, you kept shaking your head from side to side?
I was watching a ping-pong game.
Darling, I do want you to marry me.
You know, that sounds like you're getting ready to propose.
Getting ready to propose? Why, I proposed to you every day for weeks.
Oh, you're the one. Of course. Well, what's your name again?
Henry. I proposed to you 8 times this week.
Oh, now I remember. You're Henry the 8th.
Darling, please listen to me. It's your sweetheart, Henry.
What is it, Henry?
Oh, my precious pearl. Do you know why I love you?
Why, Daddy?
Because, baby snoots, you're not after my money. And you're so sentimental. The way you keep my love letters wrapped up in a little blue steel vault.
Oh, Henry, come take your love letters out of the vault, and we'll sit in the parlor and read them.
No, darling, I don't want to sit and read. Please say you'll marry me.
Oh, coax me.
Well?
Certainly.
Well, Olivia Riley, now that we're married, I want you to meet my family, dear. Let's go into the house. Come on, I'll carry you across the threshold.
Up to Daisy.
Here we go.
Oh, what happened?
I forgot to open the door.
Oh.
Hello, Henry.
Hello, David. Hello, David. Darling, I want you to meet my brother, David Linden. David? David, stop laughing. This is Olivia.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Olivia.
Hello, George.
The name is David. What shall I do with your luggage?
Put them on the Chesterfield.
Where?
Chesterfield.
Where?
Chesterfield. Chesterfield. Think that's enough, George?
I think so, Grace.
You got a cigarette, David? Well, come on, darling. I want to introduce you now to my sister, Hannah.
All right. You know this house is beautiful. But why do you keep that funny-looking, broken-down old statue in the living room?
Don't look now, Olivia. That's not a statue. That's Hannah.
Oh. This is a fine time to tell me. I hid my gum on her.
What?
You certainly picked a great place to park it. Hello, Hannah.
Hello, Henry.
Pardon me. I'll take my gum back.
Oh, my skirt is ruined.
Sister dear, this is Olivia.
How do, Hannah?
Disgusted, I'm sure.
Oh, isn't she sweet? Oh, I think she's the most adorable person I ever met. So kind and so sweet. And so...
Hannah, don't mind Olivia if she gets carried away.
Don't mind me if I help carry her.
Come on, folks. Food's ready.
Very well. Must you stay to dinner, Olivia?
Oh, I'd be glad to. I'd love to go slumming.
Hmm. Well, this is going to be a nice, happy little family.
Olivia, dear, can I get you something before dinner? Some tomato juice or a Mickey Finn or something?
Hannah, that's the last straw.
Oh, that's all right. I can drink it out of a glass.
Oh. We can't all live together under one roof. Hand me that phone. Hello. Hello, get me the Easy Quick Construction Company.
Oh, this is a wonderful drink, Hannah, but it's got too much Finn and not enough Mickey.
Hello. Hello, Easy Quick Construction Company. This is Henry Linden. Send me over one of your ready-to-build houses. I want it in a hurry, too. Send it over by airplane. Drop it in the front yard. Thanks. Bye. Come on now, Olivia, darling. We'll go out and put our house in order.
Oh, look. It's all in boxes.
Now, open those directions, dear, and see what it says.
This is for the kitchen. It says, attach left wall to right wall and south wall to east wall. If it looks like a kitchen when you get through, call us and we'll be over for breakfast.
Well, let's put it up. 1, 2, 3. It's up.
Well, Henry, you forgot the ceiling.
There you are. Now, wait a minute. There's something wrong here. We've got the door in the ceiling.
Oh, that'll be wonderful if any of our friends want to drop in.
Well, all right, if you say so, dear. Now let's put up the bathroom. Here's a box marked bathtub.
Well, open it.
Okay, I will. Oh, I beg your pardon, sir. So sorry.
Oh, that's all right, old man. I'm just rinsing.
I hope he brought his own towel. Well, there you are, Mrs. Linden, your new house.
Oh, it's wonderful. Thank you, Henry.
Oh, darling, here we are in our own little home. Aren't you happy?
Oh, yes, dear. Kiss me. Say, are you sure you're Melvin Douglas?
Gracie Allen, of course I'm Melvin Douglas. Do you have to have a house fall on you to believe I'm Melvin Douglas?
Yes.
Yes, Gracie, what is it?
Meet Melvin Douglas.
Oh, nuts.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank George Burns, Gracie Allen, Melvin Douglas, Shirley Ross, and Ruth Davis for coming up here tonight for doing such swell jobs.
Oh, George, it's probably silly, but I'd like to try to say a serious word.
Well, go right ahead, Melvin.
Well, speaking for the cast tonight, I'd like to say thank you to the listeners and to the Gulf Oil Company. We like having our own show, you know, for the fun it is to do it and for the purpose it accomplishes in helping attain the objectives of the Motion Picture Relief Fund. We hope everyone listening in gets the same kick out of it that we do. Thanks, Jordan. Good night.
Good night, Melvin, and thank you for coming. You did a swell job. Tonight's show was written by Nat Perrin and directed by William Sider. Next week, ladies and gentlemen, listen to Paul Muni, Josephine Hutchison, Lionel Atwill, and George Irving in a drama written by Norman Riley Raine from a story by True Boardman and directed by George Cukor. Until then, this is George Murphy saying thank you for the motion picture industry and the Gulf Oil Companies, and good night.
Next week, same time, same station, the good Gulf dealer in your neighborhood joins the Gulf Oil Companies in welcoming you to another Gulf Screen Guild show with Paul Muni, Josephine Hutchinson, Lionel Atwill, and George Irving. We are grateful to MGM for George Murphy, to MGM and Columbia for Melvin Douglas, to Paramount for Gracie Allen, soon to be seen in the Gracie Allen murder case, and for Shirley Ross, now appearing in Cafe Society. Melvin Douglas' latest picture is There's That Woman Again. And special thanks to Frank Lesser for Shirley Ross's song material. John Conte speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.